Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We welcome in on that hotline right now, Dave Mason, BetOnline Sportsbook. He's their brand manager, and we're so pleased to have him right now. Dave, good morning. How's everything?
As good as expected. Not bad, all things considered.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're all working through that right now, all things considered, with everything in everybody's field. What's on your book right now, or what's going on for you? How are you guys getting through this?
Yeah, it's been a crazy few weeks. When it all went down, the NBA canceled or suspended their season. March Madness canceled, et cetera. It was a crazy week. We were scrambling a bit, but, We're not only a sports book, we have a huge casino and a huge poker room, so most of the action went right into there. I mean, those guys are flourishing. We're setting record numbers in both the poker room and casino, so we're lucky to have that. We're very fortunate that, that they're doing all the heavy lifting right now. From a sports book point of view, we had to get creative. Right away, my boss and I started looking around the globe. What other sports and leagues are going on? What can we put on our site? And we found a bunch of stuff. Not a ton, but, enough to put some odds on the site. Stuff like, we noticed some sites halfway across the world had Russian table tennis. So we put all that on the site thinking, okay, we'll get a few bets here and there. Just have some odds on the site. But lo and behold, people like betting Russian table tennis at Bet Online. So who knew? Even live betting, we have live odds on it. And the live action is amazing. I mean, I just look at it every day and just keep thinking there's a typo or some kind of glitch, but it's true. People are betting it. Then you get creative, all sorts of creative, entertainment stuff. Ozark odds and Lion King odds or Tiger King odds and all that. All the esports and iGaming stuff, like the iRacing last weekend was huge. The bunch of NASCAR drivers with steering wheels in their living rooms and all connected to the same iRacing game and we're putting odds up on that. Marble races, you name it. NFL draft, that's a huge betting event, but we have more odds than ever. So we're just putting more and more content, getting more and more creative than ever. There's something to bet on. Absolutely, there's something to bet on in the sports book. Might not be March Madness. Nothing takes place of that, but we're doing the best we can here.
Dave, when I look at a lot of the stuff that's on the board for the four major sports, it's futures, especially NFL futures. How do you guys, balance the value proposition that you're giving people to try and attract them into those bets? Has it changed at all, given the fact that you're probably trying to do more, I would imagine, to draw people in, but at the same time, you don't want to cost too much value to the book in that regard?
No, it's a great question. Something like the Super Bowl futures and World Series futures, I mean, we're running these at no juice, essentially. I mean, it's just 0% household, which basically means if all the action was even coming in on these Super Bowl futures, we wouldn't win a dime. So we're doing stuff like that, giving better value to the bettors. College football and NFL, we open games of the year, a bunch of games of the year they can bet on next year. We open them at -105 juice. So we're sacrificing some of our long term profits just to keep people on the site. Give them better value, give them a discount, keep them interested, keep them engaged. So, we'll worry about that juice later on once the sports kick back in.
I said to somebody, to one of my friends the other day, when it rains here in Pittsburgh, if you earthworms, they come out on your driveway. If couple of my buddies, you could bet what earthworm is going to reach the end of your driveway first, and I'd have 15 of my friends lined up in lawn chairs throwing money down to bet on it. Did it surprise you when you shifted over when these games were done, Dave, and shifted over to maybe some of the casino games or maybe some of that table tennis, the thirst that people still had, that the want to bet, and it was almost like a prop what the game was. They just needed action.
No, I mean, it wasn't too much of a surprise. You know, we did lose some players. Some players are sitting on the sidelines, and I get it. You know, if you want to sit on the sidelines and wait till the big sports come back, awesome. We'll be here in the meantime, and we'll be here when the big sports turn it back on. But, yeah, some of us just like action. You know, you said it best. You know, we'll bet on anything. My friends and I are the same way. We'll bet on absolutely anything. You can put anything on that site, and someone's going to bet it. I mean, I knew someone would bet Russian table tennis. But I didn't know this many people would be in the Russian table tennis every day. So God bless them.
If there's another thing people love to bet on or maybe bet against, Dave, it's the New England Patriots. And I found this interesting. You tweeted it last night. The five most popular NFL season win total bets on Bet Online right now. Coming in second, Patriots under 9 wins since Brady left for Tampa in free agency. Do you guys see that much more of a push in betting against the Patriots, and have you seen even more of a push since last week when Brady left?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, not traditionally, you know, bettors, even though they hate the Patriots in 31 markets, they're not dumb either. Usually they're betting on the Patriots because they're such a good for the bottom line for the sports bettors balance. Yeah, I mean, but you know, bettors are so reactionary too. You know, those NFL futures, they start taking great action, you know, with the NFL free agency a couple weeks ago, and you know, once it was rumored that Brady was going to Tampa Bay, we took a lot of action on the Buccaneers to win the Super Bowl, and those odds started dropping. However, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, people are thinking, okay, the Patriots are done. Let's bet them on the under season win total. So we saw a lot of that happening. So, yeah, you know, those futures, they get a good bump after a free agency and stuff like that, big trades. You know, the most popular season win total is the Cardinals over, and that happened because when they acquired DeAndre Hopkins. So that just kind of tells you how bettors bet on the big story. So, you know, if there's a big trade or something, that action is going to be coming in on those teams, either over or under.
Dave Mason, Bet Online Sportsbooks brand manager. Dave, we thank you so very much for joining us. We know a lot of people are jumping in on whether it's Russian table tennis. And I saw, you know, I did lay a little bit on Russian table tennis. The only thing that gets me is they're like 1 a.m. start times, the 1 a.m. kickoff for that Russian table tennis.
Yeah, it's some different times, but what else are you going to do, man? Stream it and watch it and bet it.
You know what I did? The three-leg Russian table tennis parlay, and I woke up the next morning and found out that I lost one of the legs. But nonetheless, it's good. You lay a bet before you go to sleep, you wake up, and you find out if it's glory or if you lost.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, all fun. Thank you, Dave. We'll talk again soon.
Take care. Thank you so much, guys. Stay safe.
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
There it is. Chris, Russian. Have you dived into the Russian table tennis market yet?
I have not. I have managed to somehow resist that temptation. I don't know how.
I did just for the sake. Actually, you know what I did to kind of keep my account going? I wanted to make sure that there was a little bit. And I'll be real transparent with people. I bet $5 on a three-leg Russian table tennis parlay at FanDuel the other day. And I lost one of the games. And I bet all three favorites. It was like -130, -150, and the other guy was like -170 or something. And the one guy lost, but I just bet it right before I went to bed for $5, and the payout was, you know, $13.50 or something. And I woke up and the one guy had lost. And every guy, their name was exactly what you thought it was. Like Boris or Igor, and then a bunch of consonants.
Yes, just a bunch of R V D V D N R. Boris Rudinoviv.
Now, you know how easy it would be right now where there's so many eyes on those guys more than ever, and how they're the centerpiece of the sports betting world. how they could totally clean up if they fixed it right now.
Oh, I'm sure there's never been a Russian professional sport that's been fixed.
No, ever. If Putin got into that right now with his shirt off, riding his horse, and got into it and really was like, hey, guys, let's rig this. Do you know how easy it would be to clean up?
Yes. It's there's no way it's not happening already.
Yeah, pretty good call. Back in the USS, back in the US, back in the USS. Anyway, good morning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.